T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back. Ooh, we even got a little juicy nugget we just got that we're going to be able to. We're going to break a little bit of a story here in a second now. But when I was booking all the big guys, Ross Tucker, Brian Boulding, I realized, but a real expert on line play is the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, doing brilliant work. I got to tell him why I think he's the greatest of all time, Mr. Merrill Reese out of line. Hi, Merrill.
Hi, Angelo. I think you're the greatest of all time.
No, you're lying about that. But, Merrill, seriously, I'm listening to the game. I love the way you do a game because the emotion you pour out during a game is the exact emotion I feel. When they're still up 14, Merrill, and you're going, man, this would be a horrible loss. And I'm going, that's exactly what I was thinking. They could have blown that game on Sunday, Merrill. They could have blown it.
They could have, but they didn't.
Nope.
And they made some big plays that they had to make, and it was just great to watch Jalen Hurts wrap it up with that brilliant run.
Well, that's what I wanted to start with, because you have seen some great quarterbacks in this town. So first of all, do you think that run that sealed that victory is the defining moment of his career so far here in Philadelphia?
Yes. Just thinking about it, the answer is yes, absolutely. And he's had others that could have been the defining moment, but then they just couldn't get the ball back. One more time, I'm talking about the Chargers game where he threw a brilliant pass, an absolutely brilliant pass to Devontae Smith for a touchdown. So he's done some other great things, but this one, if you had to say defining moment so far, that was the game set and match right there.
Merrill, is there any doubt in your mind, having seen all these quarterbacks over all these years, is there any doubt Jalen Hurts is the next franchise quarterback of the Eagles?
No doubt at all. And I have felt this. I have felt this for a long time. I think he's very special. We had a talk. You and I had a talk in the off season on the air, and I said that I had great confidence that he was going to be the guy. He is a winner. What the what he has inside of him. I mean, he just has a drive to be the best. And he wants to be better every day. I think his arm talent is underestimated by a lot of people. You're going to see him becoming a bigger and better passer as time goes on. But he's a great athlete. He has wonderful instincts. And a very big part of being a quarterback is to be a leader. And I'm not just talking about on the field. I'm talking about off the field. And he is every bit one of the best leaders they have ever had at that position. He's really special in a lot of regards, and I'm excited not only about what he's doing right now, but what he's going to become. I mean, if you look at this realistically, it's really his rookie year, because last year was a year where they had no offseason, no preseason games. He never got to do reps until the last four games of the season. And so really, he's played 16 games now as a starter. And I think he is. If he were a rookie, he would be the NFC Rookie of the Year, no doubt about it.
Wow,
Offensive Rookie of the Year.
That is an awesome answer. All right, now Merrill, I would not attempt this question with anyone else because it's going to sound like a final exam essay question. But no one can address this better than you. Could you please, for us, compare and contrast the four great running quarterbacks the Eagles have had? Randall Cunningham, Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick, Jalen Hurts.
Well, they're all great athletes. There's no doubt about that. I think Randall is probably the most exciting player I have ever seen in an Eagles uniform. He was amazing. Michael Vick was really not here in the prime of his career. He was in and out of the starting lineups. There were injuries that kept him from being as good as he could be while he was here. He probably was the best spinner of a football I have ever seen. I think Donovan McNabb, you could say, is the best quarterback in Eagles modern history. He had a great career. He is possibly on the line for the Hall of Fame. If you look at his numbers, and he is the Eagles' leading passer in almost every category. And I think that Jalen Hurts is a marvelous athlete. He's got an above-average arm, and I think you're going to see him have a brilliant future.
I'm going to tell you the difference between McNabb and Hurts, and here it is. McNabb, you're right. He had a great package of skills, right? But he didn't. After a couple of years, he didn't really want to run. He didn't embrace it. Don't you get the feeling that Hurts understands it's a great extra weapon he has, and he'll wield it whenever necessary? I feel like he embraces the running ability more than McNabb ever did.
Well, I think you're right, but this is not a criticism of Donovan McNabb, but his body type changed as he went along in years. He became a bigger, wider quarterback. He was not the leaf athlete that he was when he came out of Syracuse. He was still a great quarterback, but he was not that kind of running quarterback at the end. He was there to be a pocket quarterback. Jalen Hurts is there to do whatever he has to do to win. I mean, he has a long way to go. I mean, Donovan McNabb was here for a long time and had multiple Pro Bowl years. And don't forget, Donovan McNabb still took this team to all of those playoff games and to a Super Bowl. So it's tough to compare somebody who was really in his first year to somebody who spent almost a decade here. But let me tell you something. Jalen Hurts is special. He is special, and he's going to be a quarterback who leads this team to a lot of success.
I was watching the game Sunday. I was listening to you and Mike, and people say all the time, running straight up the middle, that's boring football. Not the way Merrill does it. I want you to hear this sequence of five consecutive runs by Jordan Howard. And then, Merrill, you tell us the excitement you were feeling as you broadcast this. Listen to this.
First and 10. It is a give inside and up the middle he goes as Jordan Howard, and he took it right up the gut for 18 yards. On second down, again it goes to Howard. Again he plunges up the middle. Boy, they can't shut him down. Again it goes to Howard, and again he moves the pile, and he moves up for another first down. And this time the handoff again to Howard. Breaks two tackles, three tackles, and runs for 14 more. 14 more! Jordan Howard is just knocking the Saints backwards. First and 10, do they come back to Howard again? Five carries, 41 yards. That's more than eight per pop. It goes to Howard again, and this time finally they shut him down, but he makes five more yards.
Merrill, you are so excited broadcasting that. What was that like? You were loving that.
I was, because it was total domination. Another block, and they would have had the Saints on I-95. I'm telling you, when you see the Eagles dominate like that, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of 2017 in certain stretches where they gave the ball to LeGarrette Blount. I used to call him the train. And they would give it to him again and again and again, and they would continue to pick up 7 yards, 8 yards, 6 yards, and move the pile. You see the pile moving, and it's exciting to see total domination on the Eagles.
Absolutely. All right, now, I just got this just as you were coming on, because Joe Wechter asked you. Merrill, you guys have not been traveling with the team, but you will be going to the next two Eagles games at the Meadowlands?
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's exciting. Is it different? What do you think of that? Is it better for you to be at the facility?
Well, you would always rather be at the facility. But WIP does such a great job, and the Eagles help us, too, with all of the technical parts, that when we're sitting at the link doing the game and we're looking at the large screen, it's still exciting. And the fact that our engineer, Lane Massey, brings in the sound, the actual sound from that stadium, you lose yourself and you feel like you're actually at the game. You are so engrossed in what you're doing. So you still feel that way, but still, to be at the stadium and to actually be there in person is the greatest thrill. But it's fun to do any way you look at it. Angelo, there was just one time that we're getting a satellite feed, so we're getting it in real time. So it was the first Dallas game, and I'm saying, Dak Prescott is back. He's looking. And at that second, the satellite feed froze, and he was standing there, and the picture was frozen, and I'm going, he's looking. He's still looking. I gave about eight lookings, and then suddenly they cut to the live feed, and I said, boy, he had a lot of protection on that play.
See, you're a pro, Merrill. All right, Merrill, I just got a last thing, because you're back. I'm thrilled that you're going to be at the Meadowlands for these two huge games. Best stadium you've ever broadcast in, worst stadium you've ever broadcast in?
Worst stadium I've ever broadcast in. I used to say Washington, because that's terrible. We're in a corner of the end zone. There are fans high enough to call us names while we're broadcasting. There's an overhead. There's a roof over our heads that extends for the upper deck, so we can't see the field, the scoreboard. And when they go past the 50, you can't tell if they picked up 6 yards or 16. But that was beaten out by Miami a couple of years ago, because you're in the end zone and you're actually blocked out from a quarter of the field. So to do the Miami game, I actually looked at the monitor the whole time. It was no different than being back at the link looking at the monitor for a road game. So that was totally a screen game. That's the worst. I love the link. I think the link is a great stadium. The other stadium that I love really is MetLife, which is the Giants and Jets stadium.
Wow.
And if you've ever been there, there's not a bad seat in the house. And they have something very special there. And I don't know if the fans notice it as much as I do, but the scoreboard, the giant scoreboard of the down, distance, time, timeouts, is on ground level behind the benches. And you never have to look up for a score. You never have to look up for a down or a distance. It's just a marvelous place to see a football game.
Wow. Well, Merrill, you make every game better. You and Mike are phenomenal at what you do. I love listening to you guys. And now we got a couple of big ones coming up, and Merrill and Mike will be at the Meadowlands. Merrill, always an honor and a pleasure, my friend.
Great to speak with you, Angelo. Have a great day.
The great Merrill Reese.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.